Joe Manchin attending No Labels Town Hall in New Hampshire as 2024 speculation rises. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2023. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, is set to participate in a No Labels Town Hall in New Hampshire, increasing speculation of a potential third-party presidential bid for the Democrat. No Labels is an organization that advocates for third-party bids. We care about this country more than the demands of any political party, the website reads, asserting that healthy disagreement is a good thing in our democracy. Principled debate leads to a better understanding on both sides and leads to better legislation and governance for the nation, the website reads. The organization prides itself on fighting the extremes and touts itself as a place for the politically homeless who are tired of the extremes on the left and the right. We aren't a third party, but we are creating a powerful force capable of countering the influence of the extremes on both sides. It clarifies, advocating for a unity ticket in 2024 if the two parties select unreasonably divisive presidential nominees. Speculation on Manchin's political future increased Wednesday after No Labels announced that Manchin will appear as a keynote speaker at its town hall taking place July 17 at St. Anselm College. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman, R., a former presidential candidate, will serve as the other keynote speaker. It is clear that most Americans are exceedingly frustrated by the growing divide in our political parties and toxic political rhetoric from our elected leaders, Manchin said in a statement regarding his appearance at the Common Sense Town Hall. Our political discourse is lacking engaged debates around common sense solutions to solve the pressing issues facing our nation, he added. Manchin has yet to reveal his future political intentions, telling Fox News Sunday during an appearance last month that he is not ruling anything in, not ruling anything out when it comes to the prospect of a third-party presidential bid. You better have Plan B because if Plan A shows that we're going to the far reaches of both sides, the far left and the far right, and that people don't want to go to the far left and the far right, they want to be governed from the middle. I think there is, that you better have that Plan B available and ready to go, Manchin said at the time. I'm not saying who's it going to include or exclude. I'm saying you better have Plan B ready, Shannon. Because that's what it's going to take for this country to remain the superpower of the world to give confidence to people around the world that the reserve currency should be the U.S. dollar. That support for freedom and democracy should be the U.S. government and the U.S. Defense Department. We can do that. You can't do it from the extremes, he added. Related video, Manchin won't rule out presidential run with a different party. Everything is on the table. His potential third-party bid comes as Democrats grow concerned by Green Party candidate Cornel West, warning of the effect it could have on the presidential race, should it come down to President Biden and former President Donald Trump. This is not the time in order to experiment. This is not the time to play around on the margins, Democratic National Committee, DNC, Chairman Jamie Harrison warned, according to The Hill. Notably, the Democrat co-chair of No Labels Ben Chavez told NBC News last month that the organization will stand down if Biden goes way, way ahead in the polls. If we find that the polls are changed and Joe Biden is way, way out ahead, and the person who the Republicans may choose, and if they continue to choose Donald Trump, even though he's been indicted, then No Labels will stand down, he said.